and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Jesus, we need you tonight. Jesus, we can't make it without you. What we are, you made us. What we got, you gave us. Jesus, we've got to take a moment and call on you tonight. Oh God, your word declares that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run therein and they are saved. Jesus, help your people tonight. Give us strength to call on your name. Give us power to call on your name. Give us vitality to call on your name. Somebody needs you tonight, Lord. Somebody needs a breakthrough tonight. Somebody needs a deliverance tonight. Somebody needs a way out tonight. Somebody needs a way over tonight. Somebody needs a way through tonight. In the name of Jesus, the saints are calling on you. The mothers are calling on you. The men are calling on you. The preachers are calling on you. The prayer warriors are calling on you. The intercessors are calling on you. The deacons are calling on you. The ushers are calling on you. The musicians are calling on you. Oh God, help us tonight, Lord. Oh God, empower us tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy of our soul. We take authority over him and cast him out now. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God come upon the saints of God as they begin to pray tonight. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, you said that if we seek you, we would find you. If we called you, you would answer us. You told us in Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jesus, 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 we call on you tonight like an army, Lord. We call on you tonight with every fiber of our being. We call on you tonight out of our spirit man in the name of Jesus. God, you told us in your word in Matthew 18:18 that if two or three of us were gathered together touching and agreeing on any one thing, you promise to be in the midst of us. Jesus, we're calling on you tonight. Refresh your people, revive your people, restore your people in the name of Jesus. Will thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Oh God, come on, get a cry in your spirit. Oh God, oh God, tonight, Lord, somebody's gotta have it, another touch. Somebody's gotta have it, another refilling. Somebody's gotta have it, a fresh anointing. Somebody's gotta have it, the sound from heaven. Give us tonight, Lord, the sound from heaven. Give us tonight, Lord, the sound of deliverance. Give us tonight, Lord, the sound of a mighty army in the name of Jesus. Begin to clap your hands and open up your mouths and cry out to God. Come on, begin to cry out to God. Help us tonight, Lord. Oh God, we're in hot pursuit of you, Lord. As the deer panted for the water, so does our soul long for thee, oh God. Take us back, Lord, to the place where we first believed. Take us back, oh God, to the place where we were first filled with the Holy Ghost. Take us back, oh God, to the place where we used to praise you and didn't care who was looking at us. Oh God, tonight moment. Do it in your people again, Lord. In the name of Jesus, the enemy has come to attack the sound of the saints of God. But tonight, Lord, the saints begin to cry out like warriors in your presence. Tonight, oh God, the saints begin to open up their mouths, which is their gates of praise, and they begin to shout out to you. Oh God, you told us in your word in Isaiah 43:18-19, remember ye not the former things, and neither consider the things of old. You said that you would do a new thing in us, and now it shall spring forth. Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, as the sons and daughters of the promise begin to open up their mouths in your presence, Lord, as they begin to cry out to you tonight, because Father, your word declares that the righteous cry and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all of their troubles. As we cry out to you tonight, Lord, thank you for the new thing that you're doing deep down inside of the people of God. As we cry out to you tonight, Lord, we thank you for the moanings and the groanings, the lamenting and the travailing, the weeping, the wailing, and the howling that you're causing to be birthed in the people of God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, in Romans chapter 8, your word declares that when we don't know what to pray for, that the Spirit itself will begin to make intercession with moanings and groanings that cannot be uttered of men. Ah, Jesus, have your way tonight. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Quicken the inner man tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, quicken the inner man tonight. Stir up the men and women of God like never before, Lord. Begin to stretch out in us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, you've given us a sound, and it is a sound of deliverance. And tonight, Lord, we loose that sound in the front of this ballroom. We loose that sound in the back of the ballroom. We loose that sound in the middle of the ballroom. In the name of Jesus, God, the people that are gathered here tonight, Lord, they're standing in expectancy. God, they're standing in anticipation. They need you to do something for them. Only you can do it, God. Only you can make it happen. Only you can make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God, those that have gathered here tonight, this is the remnant that's been walking around pregnant with promise. This is the remnant that's been laying in between the porch and the altar. Oh God, tonight, as the tears stream down their eyes, let their water break in the realm of the Spirit. Oh God, put us in the posture of delivery tonight, in the name of Jesus, as we seek you, Lord. God, the old time way, Lord, as we call on you. God, some standing on their feet, others laying on their face, some sitting in their seat, rocking from side to side, some walking up and down the aisles, and oh God, some are waving their hands. But Lord, we praise you tonight, because your word told us that anything we ask the Father in Jesus' name, you promised to give it to us. Some pastor tonight, some evangelist tonight, some missionary tonight, some prayer warrior tonight, some intercessor came into this conference almost half dead. But Holy Ghost of God, put your mouth over theirs tonight. Give them mouth-to-mouth resuscitation in the name of Jesus. Bring them back to life. 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 Oh God, can these bones live? Lord, only thou knowest. But oh God, you promised to your word that on the third day you would raise us up. Lord, we came in on Thursday and you spoke to us. We came in on Friday and God, you met us. Now Lord, today on this third day, send the Spirit of resurrection in the name of Jesus. Bring the men and women of God back to life in the anointing. Oh God, we come against tonight. The spirit of discouragement, the spirit of weariness, the spirit of heaviness, the spirit of tiredness, in the name of Jesus. Tonight, oh God, let the Rachel anointing be released in this ballroom. Let them climb on top of the rooftops and begin to howl until the bleeding stops. Let them cry until the hemorrhaging stops. In the name of Jesus, oh God, heal our bishops, heal our apostles, heal our pastors, heal our first ladies, heal our state supervisors, heal our elders, heal our ministers, heal our musicians, heal our altar workers, heal our ushers, heal the media ministry. God, those that have been leading and yet bleeding, we cry out for them tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we cry until the hemorrhaging stops. We cry until a deliverance comes. We cry until a shaking takes place in their spirit. In the name of Jesus, God, give your people a know that you're moving behind the scenes as they call on you tonight, that eye hath not seen, that ear hath not heard, neither have it even entered into the hearts of men and women, the things that you are prepared for those that love you. God, we love you tonight. We count it as a privilege to have access to your presence. You could have locked us out, you could have evicted us, but we thank you tonight for your grace and your mercy. We thank you tonight that you reached out your hand for us when we were lost without God or his son. You reached down your hand for us. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus that saves mankind. Thank you tonight for the power of God, for that same spirit that raised up Jesus, that is in this room tonight, and it's accessible to all who will receive it. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Begin to call on him. Oh, God. Oh, God. Put a drive in us to call you. Oh, God. Put a vitality in us to call you. Oh, God. Make us tenacious to call you. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let your people begin to weep and wail before you. America needs you, Lord, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, tonight as we're praying, we thank you that your power is greater than any other power. We thank you tonight that your power is greater than witchcraft. We thank you tonight that your power is greater than voodoo. We thank you tonight that your power is greater than sorcery. We thank you tonight that your power is greater than black magic. We thank you tonight that your power is greater than any other power, and that you can do what no other power can do. Saints of God, as you begin to clap and give God praise, you're snapping out of it. You're snapping out of it right now. Many of you that have been traumatized, many of you that have been shell-shocked and punched drunk in the warfare, as you begin to give God praise, there's another wind coming. As you begin to give God praise, there's another shout coming. As you begin to give God praise, there is a lifeline that's going to open up in your belly. As you begin to give God praise, come on and open up your mouth, for the Lion of Judah has gained us victory. And as you praise him, he's breaking, 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 he's breaking. That's right, get force in your praise, get power in your praise. Clap your hands like poverty's in between your hands. Clap your hands like cancer's in between your hands. Clap your hands like generational curses are in between your hands. Clap your hands all ye people, and shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Thank you, Lord, for where you brought us from, because you brought us from a mighty long ways. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, now in this 30th year conference, if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side, when men rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick. But thank you, Lord, for your vindication. Thank you, Lord, for your victory. Thank you, Lord, for your saving power. Thank you, Lord.